With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In Olympia, the House passed a bill that creates a specialty license plate to honor Washington's wine industry. 25th District Representative Kelly Chambers is one of the sponsors.
Under this bill, the proceeds will go to the Washington Wine Commission and help support research and collaboration with the Wine Science Facility at WSU.
But even though the bill passed easily, not everyone was on board, including the First District's Derek Stanford, who wasn't sure it was appropriate.
I do have a concern around the nexus of alcohol and cars. This is a significant problem, and I will keep this short, but simply say that I don't think it makes sense to be putting a license plate about wine onto cars. I think this is something that sends the wrong message.
Bill Jenkins of the 16th District, on the other hand, proudly supported it.
The wine industry is paramount within our state of Washington. It's done so much, and it's just getting better and better. I think something like this is great for our state, and we'll be able to show off our great wines in the form of our license plates. It's a lot of fun being a part of this industry, especially my 16th District being in itself so much a part of this industry.
Moments before the vote, Chambers gave it one last push.
I urge your support of this bill that'll support our state's renowned wine industry with this special license plate. So cheers, Mr. Speaker.
The bill passed 86-9 and now moves to the Senate.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.